Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to each and every one of you. My name is Master Mirva Inkeri. I'm very honored to be a disciple and worldwide representative of Dr. and Master Ji Gang Sha, as well as one of his divine channels. Welcome to my daily chanting show on how to improve our daily business and finances on Soul Hill Miracles Chanting Channel. I welcome each of you watching this live on tv.drsha.com, as well as all of you listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you've just had a lovely half hour practice with Master Francisco. I was watching that just to the last 15 minutes. How wonderful. I hope you're enjoying the contest and the practice. It is so very powerful. So here we are, another week going. Let us focus ourselves for this week and for this session to begin with. Yesterday was this weekend was a long weekend in all of North America, US and Canada. It's a Labor Day weekend, which is a big weekend time off in all of North America to sort of set the start of the end of the year, if you like. There's only 4 months left of the year. How quickly does time fly, right? So this sort of sets the tone here in North America for the rest of the year. So I hope that everyone had a wonderful long weekend and day off. Good morning, Nisha. She is saying good morning. Welcome to everyone. So grab one of Master Sha's Soul Healing Miracles box and place it on your lower abdomen. Close your eyes and bring your focus internal. Visualize the golden light ball inside your lower abdomen as you have gotten used to. Bring your mind, your focus, your attention also inside your lower abdomen. As you breathe in, inhale the golden light. And as you breathe out, visualize the golden light radiating throughout your whole body. Golden light in, and relax and expand the whole body on the out breath. Deeply relax. It's with the relaxation that expansion can take place, and every cell will release and let go and expand, and the chi can flow better. Wonderful. Remember this pattern energetically for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week. Especially in the Soul Healing Miracles book, Master Sha really uses the breathing power and the creative visualization with your breath to work with the body. So let us connect with heaven and the soul world. Please repeat after me. Dear beloved, divine, dear the Tao, all layers of heaven, the source, beloved Master Xia, the soul of the chanting channel, and 30 trillion saints serving here. All of our spiritual fathers, mothers, teachers, and guides here on Mother Earth and in all layers of heaven, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please come and sit in our lower abdomen. Dear all of the Taoist saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas, and saints, the Tao Bei Zhou, Kuan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Allah, all holy men and women, all holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters, kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders of each country and the land of each country and Mother Earth at this time and beyond. All source lingam calligraphies and Tao soul line paintings, all treasures of all humanity, we love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please join this session. Please bless every soul here in physical form as well as on soul level. Please bless the 62,611 requests currently made on the chanting channel. All those requests yet to come during this hour. Please bless every requester and every soul they are being made for. We're deeply honored and grateful. Please purify our soul, heart, mind, and bodies so that we may be able to clear any kinds of blockages we have that prevent us from being of the best and highest service to others at this time. Thank you so very much. And let us call on all souls to come and be of service. Dear soul, mind, and body of all souls in all universes, stars, moons, planets, galaxies, solar systems, universes in all organizations in the physical world and in the virtual world. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please come and join us. Chant with us, meditate with us, practice with us. Let us join heart to heart, soul to soul, so we may heal together, transform together. To connect heart to heart, soul to soul, so all souls may join as one. Thank you so very much. Let us become the manifestations and embodiments of love, peace, and harmony in all of our interactions at all times. Thank you, thank you. And let us sing love, peace, and harmony in four languages like we are used to. Please join me. Lula. Lula, 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 lula. Shana Bing Shana Bing I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace. And harmony, love, peace, and harmony. Rakas tan sirantani asiyawani. Rakas tan kogoi misko. Lida siramet ja sielun yhteen. Rakkaus, rauha ja harmonia. Rakkaus, rauha ja harmonia. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So take a deep breath in. Roll your shoulders up, down, and back. Rotate the shoulders, allowing them to move, to expand. Check your neck. Move your head from side to side, shoulder to ear. Ooh, mine is extra stiff on the sides today. Wow. So just observe what's going on in the physical body. Who of you took part in Master Jimena's workshop this past weekend, or Soul Healing Businesses Intensive Level 2? Who was there? Let me know. Okay, let me see who else is here. Wonderful. Thank you, Geho, is posting about the Love, Peace, Harmony, Divine Soul song. Master Shah did a beautiful blessing, very, very powerful treasure that he launched also on Saturday for intelligence and love, peace, and harmony. Very, very powerful service. Jaya is here. Welcome, Jaya. Anne Marie, good morning, good afternoon. Good morning, Rebecca. Welcome for making, well done for making it, and welcome for being here. Tat Jane, wow, you've made it, Tat Jane. I think is this your first time here with us? Wonderful. Good morning, Nisha. Love you also. Ceci from Australia, wonderful. Welcome, Ceci. That's great. Wonderful. So this past weekend with Master Jimena, her workshop being the level 2, it was like the next level of work. So I'm wondering where you are at your journey with your soul healing service. Because this is a critical focus for Master Shah, I would say, and the mission this year, to really help you as divine healers to empower you to feel that you are indeed equipped to go out and start to actively be of service. Because many of us offer blessings here together on the chanting channel, in other practice sessions and more, but do we actively engage in the community that we are in to offer our soul healing service? That is the question, and that is the focus. And that's what Master Jimena was talking about on the weekend. And that's also what I am here to support you of, is how to do that. So what I'd like to do is focus on what are some of the actions that you are taking? Do you have an action plan? What is the right action you are taking today? Every day, have some actions for yourself that you are taking towards progressing your soul healing service. Whether it's your group or it doesn't really matter, but what are the things that you are doing to build your group, to develop your group, to increase the awareness of your group? Because there is so much to do. The point is, have you started? Do you have a starting point? Do you have a plan, a vision for yourself where you're going to track yourself? That's the question I have for you. Shirley is here. Wonderful. Welcome, Shirley. KM is here. Welcome. Wonderful. So these are the questions I have for you this morning. So I'd love to hear from you where you are at on your personal journey, on your personal plan of progress, so to say. So let me know here, and we can direct the teaching, take the teaching from there and towards there to help you, to guide you, to direct you. Just looking at your blessings requests. Shirley is requesting for the condition of nausea. Nisha is... Okay, Nisha is asking for the ability to attend events and retreats and travel. Mm-hmm. Good request. Okay. Nisha's mother, forgiveness. Okay, good. She's written a few requests here. Wonderful. For her children and more. Great. Good. So some of the focus, because you know we've talked about here before that how we take our whole person to our service, to our work, whatever the case may be, that we take this whole person, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our challenges, our joys, our sorrows, whatever the case may be, we take the whole being to work. Good morning, Rashmi. Whatever the work is. So on the weekend, Master Jimena also talked a lot about of the seven das. This is very much a focus for Master Shah. Seven das are Da Ai, Da Quan Shu, Da Chi Bei, Da Quan Ming. The first four Master Sha has calligraphy score in this book. Then he has Da Qian Bei, which is greatest humility. Da He Xie, which is greatest harmony. Da Yuan Man, which is greatest enlightenment. These are the qualities that are very, very important for healers, for all of those who are of service to humanity, especially through your soul healing service. And the purification journey is the journey to purify where we are not able to embody and offer these qualities to those who come to see us, who receive our service. So I'd like to focus today on one of these qualities. So I'd like to focus today on forgiveness. To do a forgiveness practice, but also to look at, because some of us have, we have more challenging time to forgive somebody else than it is to ask for forgiveness. We may be really good at asking for forgiveness from others, saying I'm very sorry, but we may have hard time forgiving others, just whatever they said or did, just to let it go and just forgive them anyhow. That may be a challenge. Or you may have a challenge other way around. You may have challenge asking for forgiveness, admitting, realizing that you may have said or done something that was hurtful, but you may be very easy to forgive others, saying, yeah, no problem, all good. So the challenges, which is the purification, could be in either direction. So I'd like to focus on this today because it is so essential for us to be unconditional in our service, to hold others lovingly, compassionately, kindly, with the deepest of care. It's so important that forgiveness, either direction, flows very easily, very quickly, effortlessly, smoothly. So digest that for a little bit. I'm going to read some of the comments. Shirley is saying that Jaylene and I are planning ongoing teaching and practicing series at our local library. Wonderful. We're getting to know our community and we hope this will increase our private consultations. I'm also doing daily soul conferencing to call the souls in our community to our events. Perfect. Exactly. The daily soul conferencing is so very important. Carol is saying, good morning. Really, really love you. Really, really love you too, Carol. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Renate is saying, sorry, the lines moved just then. Thank you, Master Mirror, for your wonderful teaching and practices. I enjoy it every time when I'm able to participate. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, Renate. Tat Jane is saying, yes, Master Mirror, I was at this weekend workshop for Soul Healing Business 2 with all of you, Divine Channels in Toronto. I am much closer to starting my soul healing group service. In my soul, heart, mind, and body, this is a big step for me. Yes, it is. It's like a breakthrough threshold to start the group. This is also a great sign that I woke up and joined your TV show. I'm very excited. Yes, I know, that's why I said it's your first time here. I'm acknowledging Tad Jane because she spoke to me a couple of weeks ago and she said, oh, I just can't wake up that early in the morning. So wonderful that you're here. I do have a vision also. Okay, I thought it was my screen, but I think it's that's the end of your message. Okay, good. So it's wonderful that you have a vision. That's the first step. And then we move into action. Okay. Now there was somebody else at the top. Okay, Carol is saying, I have a vision. Start moving practice with elderly. I was wondering if I would be safe to go into nursing homes. Also, I would just love to do this with group or groups. You know, I don't know what country you're in, Carol. You can absolutely go into nursing homes. I've heard of a couple of different people. Master Marilyn actually used to go to a nursing home. And I think, I don't remember the exact details, I'm trying to remember. And I think Master Trevor and his wife in Australia also were doing that. So you just, what I would just do is do flows to plan on this and then approach some. A check by your divine pendulum, which ones to approach, which ones to talk to. But something like soul song, soul dance, soul movement that are so gentle. And the music and the movement and the song are something easy for the probably the elderly homes to accept and receive, and it's probably something that the elderly people would really, really enjoy. That's what I've heard from other people who have visited homes for the elderly in nursing homes, or it may be something you know, in a community center if there's other programs for elderly that might be easily accepted and embraced to begin with. And Shirley was saying they practice the group in a library. So libraries, community centers could be places that have a lots of different variety of programs where might be easy for you to start your group. Okay. So wonderful, great, great thoughts and planning progress. That's wonderful. Okay. So let us do a practice. Let us explore the journey of forgiveness. We'll do a practice, so let us use the Source Lingua and Calligraphy Da Quan Shu, figure 20. And then I'll also do a flow, I'll do a teaching from the calligraphy, from the soul of the calligraphy, a greatest forgiveness. Because this is a higher level frequency than just our forgiveness. There's our forgiveness, Quan Shu, but then there is Da Quan Shu, which is the greatest forgiveness. It's a different frequency and vibration. Okay, so open the Soul Healer Miracles book from the page of figure 20. Okay, let me figure this out again, how to do this for you in case you do not have your book. By the way, if there's anybody new here who do not have their book, just feel free to go to Master Shah's Facebook page on Dr. and Master Shah and request a copy. And one of our students all around the world would be just so happy to send you a copy of the book. I'm trying to help to make this calligraphy visible to you. It's still not completely visible. Okay, that's a little better. Okay, so if you have your book, place your book on your lower abdomen or place it on your message center. Message center is the energy center in the middle of your chest. It is the love center. It is our forgiveness center also. Close your eyes and visualize the golden light in your message center. It's a fist size energy center. It's in the middle of your chest cavity. Visualize the golden light shining in your message center. It is clearing, cleansing, purifying, healing, transforming any and all kinds of blockages in your message center. And please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind and body of the source mantra and source lingam calligraphy Da Guan Shu. I love you, I honor you, I appreciate you. Please offer me the greatest of blessings. Please offer me guidance, wisdom, insights to teach me, to guide me, to show me where I have blockages in either offering or receiving forgiveness from others. Please offer me guidance and insights as to how this is blocking my soul healing service, my ability to hold others with great love, consideration, kindness, and care. What is it that I need to transform? What is it that I need to heal? What is it that I need to release? I'm deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. Continue to visualize the golden light. And let us chant together. Please join me.
Da Guan Shu, Da Guan Shu, Da Guan Shu, Da Guan Shu, Da Guan Shu. Da Guan Shu. has forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, greatest forgiveness, the Guan Chu, the Da Guan Chu, Da Guan Chu, Da Guan Chu.
Now release the mantra. Stay in the quiet space though. Now make a connection with your own soul. You can ask a question for guidance. Say, dear my beloved body soul, I love you, I honor you and appreciate you. Could you please give me a message of guidance in whatever form or shape do you give me? Insight, wisdom, where is my greatest challenge with forgiveness at this time? Is it in offering forgiveness to others? Is it in receiving and accepting forgiveness? Is it forgiving myself for my mistakes? And just allow a minute or two for you to receive the message in whatever shape or form. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Source Lingua and Calligraphy and Source Mantra, Da Guan Chu. And thank you to our own souls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I'd like you to write a request here on the chanting channel for healing, for transforming whatever this greatest challenge was, is, what the guidance was that you received. I will offer our special blessing to further heal, to further transform, purify this, whatever your greatest challenge is currently, with forgiveness. So take a minute or two to write your request. For some of you, it could have been that you have not forgiven yourself for whatever mistakes. And when we have not forgiven ourselves, it could be very challenging to open our hearts and forgive others. Whatever it is, just accept that guidance. Accept the information that your soul gave you. And write down your request. I'm going to give you a few more minutes to do that. I'm just going to read some of the commentary here on the channel. Welcome, Thea from Holland. Wonderful. Jasmine. Okay, Jasmine is asking for blessings. Wonderful. Christina, thank you, Christina. Martin, thank you. Wow, Larissa has written, let me take a little while to read this. This is quite long. You just keep writing your requests, submitting your requests, no rush. Christine says, for the first time in decades, I overslept this morning. We had a camping weekend and it's a lot of work to spend time in the woods. Okay. As a result, I get to be here with you instead of doing my Qigong practice. It's all good. Thank you for your service and your love. Okay. Wonderful. Larissa is saying, thank you, Master Meva. I love you. I love you also. The soul healing business is going wonderfully well. The financial blessings are happening everywhere and every day because I'm unconditional universal servant for all souls. I serve, serve, serve. I am most happy when I serve. It cannot be put into words, however, but every moment of every day, this is who I am, what I am, and I love my heart and soul. There was a lovely sign today along the roadway outside a church. It said, the heart is the happiest when it is beating for others. And that's cute. This seems to sum it up perfectly. Master Shah teaches that when you are unconditional universal servants for all souls, you do not focus on the money because everything you need just comes as it is required with no attachment. This has been my exact experience since May this year. Can I bow down enough or be thankful enough? The sunlight is shining on my screen. I'm having a little bit difficulty. Into the role I was put on in this planet to do, that is to serve all souls unconditionally. Wonderful. That's great. Okay. So let me see who has put in their blessings request. The little arrow on my iPad just moves teeny increments at a time. It's not very easy. It's not fast for me to operate for this purpose. So thank you for your patience. Oh, Martin is asking for divine guidance for her poems. Okay. Sharitzia is asking, please help me to forgive myself for all my mistakes. Yes, that's so important. Because if we have not forgiven ourselves, we carry that and it binds us. It binds us at infinitum. It can be very, very crippling. Ute is saying, need to forgive myself and to be at peace whatever happens. Yes. Okay. So sit up straight. Close your eyes. Take a big, deep breath in. and your heart to receive this blessing, to heal, to transform whatever your challenges are related to offering or receiving forgiveness at this time. Receive this blessing as it is appropriate for you, for your highest divine good at this moment in time. Breathe in, relax, and open. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, beloved Master Shah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a deep breath in. And roll your shoulders back again. And just observe how you're feeling now. And share your experience. Share your experience from the practice. What was your insight in regards to forgiveness? Share that with us in the chat section. Some of you wrote your blessings request in the chat area. That's fine, because I always say that all of the requests that you're still finishing typing that are in the system still coming through, they will be included. But just in general, place your blessing request always in the click on the request a new blessing, so they stay in the blessing area, and all of the people who come to here to chant for your requests, let alone the 30 trillion saints who are here serving, they will bless them ongoingly in that area. We have come to the end of our time today. I will read your comments afterwards. Focus today. Focus on forgiveness. Observe what your thoughts, words, or responses are in regards to forgiveness. Tomorrow we'll focus on love, the greatest love, Da'ai. Today, just observe, witness yourself. What are some of the situations or challenges that come up with forgiveness? It's been my great honor and delight to be here with you today, and I look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow. Let us close our session together, our practice together, by offering our deepest gratitude to the Divine, to the Source, the Tao, the chanting channel, 30 trillion saints here, all of the Source lingua and calligraphies and Source mantras, for everyone's love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. And together we say three times, love you, love you, love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.